This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. The National Elections Commission, NEC, has suspended all activities for the conduct of the presidential runoff. NEC chairman addressing the press conference Wednesday said this is in line with a Supreme Court mandate placing the prohibition on the poll. Councillor Jerome Kukoya added that this means that the November 7th date for the runoff may not be possible.
The loss of today due to the order already means the 7th November 2017 date that was set for the runoff presidential election may not be possible to meet. Prior to the Supreme Court stay order, runoff election preparations were on track. Ballot papers arrived as scheduled on the 28th of October 2017. Parking had been ongoing and ballot papers and other sensitive.
The National Elections Commission, Councillor Jerome Kukoya. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court of Liberia has requested the National Elections Commission to file its legal returns on or before Friday, November 3. The court placed a stay order on the runoff elections scheduled for November 7 by the National Elections Commission. The Supreme Court granted the alternative writ of prohibition, which was sought by the Liberty Party of Councillor Charles Bromsky. The justice in chambers presiding at the Temple of Justice, Justice Kabina Jana, instructed the National Elections Commission and its board of commissioners to stay any and all actions in the November 7 presidential runoff elections pending a disposition by the Supreme Court awaiting the Liberty Party's petition. The Liberty Party earlier requested the Supreme Court to issue a writ of prohibition against the National Elections Commission to halt the November 7 runoff election, outlining alleged violation of the Constitution elections law, fraudulent acts, and gross irregularities in the October 10 polls. Given the constitutional issues raised in the petition, coupled with the fact that elections matters are to be expeditiously heard and determined, the writ and filing of returns to the writ, the case shall immediately be transferred on the Supreme Court's docket for the urgent hearing by the full bench. In a related development, the chairperson of the African Union and ECOWAS have met with the major stakeholders in the 2017 elections. AU Chairman Alpha Conde of Guinea and ECOWAS Chairman Faure Gnassingbé of Togo met in closed doors with CDC's George Weah, Liberty Party's Charles Bromsky, All Liberian Party's Bernadette Yure, ANC's Alexander Cummings, UP's Joseph Boka and their vice standard bearers, and Parity's chairpersons at the Boulevard Palace in Sinker. Addressing journalists at the end of the stakeholders' meeting, the chairman of the AU, Alpha Conde of Guinea, cautioned aggrieved parties to put the country first in the name of peace. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. SAC Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont will not return to Spain to answer the charges, including rebellion, the Belgian lawyer has said. Speaking to the Associated Press, Paul Beckert suggested Mr. Puigdemont should instead be questioned in Belgium, where he has been since Monday. He has been summoned to court in Madrid on Thursday alongside 13 deputies. They face charges including sedition and misuse of public funds over last month's banned independence referendum. Spanish prosecutors could order their arrest if they fail to appear in court for questioning. And a blood test in the first 12 weeks of pregnancy could indicate a risk of miscarriage or premature birth, early research suggests. U.S. doctors believe they have found molecules in the blood that can be linked to serious birth complications months before symptoms are apparent. The findings could help doctors take steps to avoid premature birth, but experts warn against overstating the findings, citing the small and preliminary nature of the research. In the UK, one of five pregnancies ends in miscarriage, while Britain has one of the highest rates of premature birth in Europe. That's the UNMEL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEL, you can log on to www.unmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmel2003, or twitter/unmelnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.